After the devastating words of the Tochacha, Hashem's warning of all of the terrible things that could happen to Bnei Israel as a result of not following his mitzvot, Parshat Bechukotai takes a few psukim to console us as a nation. It says that Hashem will never forget the covenant that he made with our forefathers, and that we will always be a nation to him. However, the pasuk which Hashem uses to relate this message is very enigmatic. It says, V'zacharti et briti Yaakov, v'yaf et briti Yitzchak, v'yaf et briti Avraham eskor, v'haaretz eskor. That I, Hashem, will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and I will also remember my covenant with Avraham. And finally, I will remember the land. Meaning Hashem promises that Hashem remembers the promises that he made to our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he will also remember the land, and those things together should be a consolation to us that no matter how bad things seem, Hashem is always on our side. There are two striking questions that stand out right off the bat when looking at this pasuk. Firstly, the avot here are mentioned in reverse order, which is strange. Normally we say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Think about what we say in Shemona Esrei. But here it's saying V'zacharti et briti Yaakov, starting with Yaakov. V'af et briti Yitzchak, right? And finally with Avraham, why are we going in reverse order? And the second question that stood out to me is why are we mentioning the land? We're obviously talking about the zechut of the avot, something that we have the ability to tap into in times of need. The land, is there a zechut of the land? Is there a merit to the land that we could tap into? What is the land? What is Eretz Yisrael doing in this pasuk? So Rashi answers the first question, and he explains that the reason it's in reverse order is that if the zechut of Yaakov isn't enough for us to rely on, then we go to the merit, the zechut of Yitzchak. And if the zechut of Yitzchak isn't enough, then finally, as our last resort, is the amazing zechut of Avraham. And that's the reason the psukim go in reverse order, that we're only able to tap into to the zchut of each of the avot according to the need for which we need it. So starting with Yaakov and then only then going to Yitzchak and then to Avraham. Seemingly relying on zchut of Avraham is the last resort. It's an allocation that's only really tapped into when in dire need, when the first two run out. But if we're going to follow Rashi's mahalach, his approach, then really Avraham isn't the last resort in the pasuk. Really it would be v'haaretz eskor, the land is the last resort. Following this progression, that we start at the smallest zchu of Yaakov, and then going to Yitzchak, and then to Avraham, then the final one should be v'haaretz eskor, the land. The land should be the last zechut. And then we really want to understand, what does it mean that Hashem is saying he'll remember the land? How is the land this covenant? I think in an interesting parallel, we say in Tehillim very often at weddings and other times, we sing it all the time, is the pasuk of Im Mishkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. Right? If I forget Jerusalem, you should forget my right hand. Interesting is this parallel that both we and Hashem promise not to forget the land. Hashem says, V'ha'aret eskor, he will remember the land. Perhaps this is the ultimate zechut for us to rely on. And we also say, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, we also promise not to forget Yerushalayim, even in our happiest times. Even at our own weddings, we say this. Never to forget Yerushalayim and where it stands in our hearts. So when all else fails, perhaps even the zechut of the avot, we still have the land that was promised to us. The catch is, though, that we can't forget it ourselves. I think this is especially relevant, this pasuk in Parshat Bechukotai, as it falls into place with Yom Yerushalayim this coming week. Very often we approach the holiday of Yom Yerushalayim discussing, politics or planning a barbecue. But perhaps what we really should be reflecting on is what really the land and Yerushalayim represent. It's not just a hope for the future or even a symbol of the past or a place we can visit and connect. It's even more than that. It's really a living embodiment of a bond between us and Hashem, a bond that currently exists. It's a testimony of our relationship with Him, and perhaps a sign for us to console us, even in the hardest times. Just like we have the zechut of Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham to always be there for us, we also have the land as a covenant between us and Hashem. So perhaps on Yom Yerushalayim, we should be thinking about our own responsibility to remember Yerushalayim and to remember the land as a covenant, and that Hashem will remember it in return in our zechut. It's a relationship that is fortified by land, not just the land of the past, and not just a land that's going to be our land of the future, but really one of today. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.